Biblically-centered kids.
Happy Saturday. My name is Miss Danica, and you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. Today is June 22nd, 2024, and, well, we're going to play a game. But first, here's a fun holiday for your day. Today is World Rainforest Day. And so, I thought today I'd share some fun facts about rainforests to celebrate. Rainforests derive their name from the abundant rainfall they experience. Between 79 and 394 inches of rain every year. So at minimum, that's the height of a tall man, like your dad or another grown-up. And at the maximum, that's taller than a two-story house.
Whoa.
Wow, can you believe it? It can take 10 minutes for a falling raindrop to travel from a rainforest thick canopy all the way to the floor. Wow, that is a tall rainforest. The Amazon rainforest is more than half the size of the United States. It spreads across 9 countries in South America, including Brazil, Peru, and Colombia, for a total of 2.3 million square miles. The Amazon rainforest is by far the largest rainforest in the world. And in fact, it is 3 times bigger than the next largest rainforest, the Congo Basin. Despite only covering a super small percentage of the planet's total surface area, rainforests are home to half of the world's plant and animal species. The Amazon rainforest is home to around 40,000 plant species, nearly 1,300 bird species, 3,000 types of fish, more than 400 mammal species, and a staggering 2.5 million different insects. Whoa. So, to continue celebrating World Rainforest Day, it might be really fun to ask a parent or a grown-up to look up some rainforest animals, or maybe even read a book about the cool animals, birds, and insects that live in the rainforest. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad I don't live with 2.5 million different types of insects at my house. Okay, well, before we play our game, let's go over this week's biblical family virtue. We've been talking all about yielding our bodies and healthy habits. If you remember, Virtue Y says, we yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits. So today, we're going to have some fun with a game of Simon Says. But first, let's talk about someone special from the Bible, Simon Peter. Simon Peter was one of Jesus' 12 disciples. He was a fisherman before he met Jesus, and Jesus gave him the name of Peter, which means rock. Peter had to listen carefully to Jesus' instructions and follow them closely. And so just like Simon Peter listened to Jesus, we're going to play Simon Says and practice listening and following instructions. This will also help us remember our virtue of the week. We yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits. So, are you ready? Let's get started. Remember, only do the action if I say Simon Says. If I don't say Simon Says, then stay still. Let's go! Simon Says, touch your toes. Simon Says, stand up. Simon Says, touch your toes again. Simon Says, stand up. Touch your toes. Whoops, I didn't say Simon Says. Simon Says, jump up and down. Simon Says, keep jumping. Simon Says, stop. That's enough jumping. Simon Says, reach high to the sky. Stretching is really good for your muscles. Simon Says, reach over your head to the left. Simon Says, reach over your head to the right. Simon says, reach up high again. Touch your toes. Did I catch anyone? Remember, only do something if Simon says. Simon says, jog in place. Simon says, jog in a small circle. Simon says, jog in place. Simon says, do 5 jumping jacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Awesome. Simon says, turn around in a circle. Turn around again. Oops. Did anyone spin again? Let's keep going. Simon says, march like a soldier. Marching helps strengthen your legs. Simon says, pretend to swim. What stroke are you pretending to do? I'm pretending to do the backstroke. Swimming is excellent exercise for your whole body. Simon says, do 5 squats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Squats are great for building strong legs. I'm tired. Let's sit down now. Oh no! Remember, only do what Simon says. Simon says, stand on 1 foot. Balancing helps improve our coordination. Simon says, switch to the other foot. Great job keeping your balance. Simon says, put both feet back on the ground. Simon says, take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. Simon says, stretch your arms out wide. Now clap your hands. Gotcha. Only if Simon says. Simon says, put your hands out in front of you. Simon says, wiggle your fingers. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Simon says, pat yourself on the back. You've done an amazing job today. Simon says, give a big smile. Now make a frown. Simon didn't say to frown. I hope you've still got a smile on your face because our game is done and you did such a great job listening and being active. Just like Simon Peter listened to Jesus, you listened carefully and followed instructions. Remember, our virtue of the week is we yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits. Playing games, like Simon says, is a great way to stay active and healthy. It helps our bodies grow strong and keeps us feeling good. So, keep practicing listening and being active just like we did today. And always remember that taking care of your body is a wonderful way to honor God. Thanks for joining me on Biblically Centered Kids. I can't wait for more fun and learning tomorrow. Until next time.